USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is worsening. Russian forces intensified their shelling as food, water, and medicine grew increasingly scarce. A third round of talks between the two sides yielded progress towards establishing safe corridors that would allow civilians to escape. As corporations flee Russia due to economic sanctions from Western nations, those in the food industry say they are stuck. According to the Washington Post, McDonald's, Starbucks, Papa John's, and Yum Brands, the parent company of KFC and Pizza Hut, have stayed mum on their future business plans in Russia. French oil company Total Energy said it would halt new spending in Russia, but maintain its partnerships there, including a near 20% stake in Russian gas producer Novatek. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all finished the day lower. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
One Supreme Court justice says the court should take a look at a law protecting some web companies.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is hinting that social media companies should be held liable for posts put on their sites. Justice Thomas saying the law known as Section 230, which grants immunity to those companies from lawsuits, is too broad. Thomas's claim was made as the court refused to take up a case out of Texas where a woman sued Facebook after being forced into sex trafficking. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Teachers in Minneapolis are going on strike Tuesday after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. Union members say they cannot reach agreement on wages, caps on class sizes, or more mental health services for students. The strike will keep some 29,000 students at home. By contrast, teachers in St. Paul reached a tentative agreement averting a strike there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Washington is looking to sever ties with Russia over the invasion of Ukraine.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil in the United States, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The world surpassed 6 million COVID-19 deaths on Monday. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. leads the mortality count with more than 960,000 deaths. Brazil is second with more than 652,000 deaths. India has the third highest death rate with more than 515,000. Russia and Mexico round out the top five. The Supreme Court declined to hear Republican challenges to block new congressional maps in North Carolina and Pennsylvania that were ordered by their respective state courts. The justices provided no explanation for their actions. Hear news anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.